Okay, we're on Nun Bei Zomer Aleph Tavan. K'man Az Lohada Amar Ula. Who does that which Ula said go according to? And the machlokas we had before between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef Yehuda. And the two Lashonos, Rab and Rav Yosef, of how to learn them. Chodomer Ula, Mishehichzik Baderech. A person was already Machzik Baderech. The Hechziro Chaveiro, and his friend turned him back. In other words, he said, it's too hot, too cold, whatever. Hu Muchzer U Muchzik. So he goes back, and he's also Muchzik. Somebody says, He Muchzer Lama Muchzik. Muchzer means he goes back to his original tchum. Muzik means that he's on the road and he has his new tchum, so it can't be both. Right? Hachikomer. Afapisha Muzer Muzik. Even though he went back, he's still considered on the road and his Erev is a good Erev. So what do you see from here? You need both things. You need Hirzik Baderech. You had to be on the way, and your friend had to send you back that you didn't go back on your own. Right? So who is the one who holds that you need both things? Right, Hichzik Baderech, and that your friend had to turn you back. Keman Rav Yosef, I leave it to Rav Yosef Yehuda. That goes according to Rav Yosef, who holds that Rav Yosef Yehuda is Machmir and not Mekel, and he needs both things. Shirashi explains that there could be another possibility too. Muchzer mashmi shalo kana shvisa klav. Muchzer mashmi the kana. Muchzer's mashmi goes back to his original shvisa in his house. And Muchzer is mashma that he was called the shvisa. Keman lalishna kamet, the parashi the Rav Yosef, aliba the Rav Yosef tarte boy. According to the first lashon, the Rav Yosef learned that the way the first lashon learns what Rav Yosef said, in according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, tarte boy. Amira de Linpo, the Chazok. You need both things. You had to be on the road, and then you're an Ani. And you had to, what's it called, had to be turned back by your friend, so then we don't say you changed your mind. We just said it was a temporary setback. So both things, what's it called, maintain your intention, since you have another house in the other city. So we assume that your intention was clearly to be called the shvisa where you had to in order to get to your house tomorrow. And the fact that you went back home wasn't a change of mind, since somebody else brought you back. So you need both things. The lead po v'chazaka. Ha'cha boy le'keman azla. Ha'de'ula de boy tarte she'hirzik. Ha'inu chazaka. Hirzik means you went through, you're already on the derech. De'chziro chaveru ha'inu linpo. And the fact that somebody turned you back is that he said, stay here, it's too hot, too cold, whatever. So this which Ula said goes according to the first Lashon, according to Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef, alibad Rav Yosef, Yehuda, the boy tarti. Behu adin la Rabba, alibad Rav Yehuda. The Gemara could have said it goes like Rabba according to Rav Yehuda. Because right, Rabba in Rav Yehuda holds what Rav Yosef holds in Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Belechadik minayim daka. Took one of them. It could be either one. It could be Rabba according to Rav Yehuda. He also holds you need both. And he holds in Rav Yosef Yehuda that he's Mekel. You don't need both. Or Rav Yosef who holds that Rav Yosef Yehuda holds you need both. Ulalishna Basra. And according to the second Lashon, Hachi Perusha. Kaman Azlo Hada Ula. The lo boy le meimer shvisasi b'makom ploni, right? Ula different nekuda according to the second lashon, where it's not so much that the other guy said lean po, that's the lomar. But the question, the machlokas is, do you have to say shvisasi b'makom ploni or not, right? The kamar afal pishem mulzer the mashmal agam reik Rav Yosef va'aliva the Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda the omer lo bo inen lomar. It's mashma that as long as you are muksak baderech. And somebody else turned you back, even though you said nothing more. You never said, Shvisasti, Makom Ploni, it'll help. And that goes like, what's it called, Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. The Hagov, Ahach, Lishna, Lekalameh, Karab, Avali, with Rav Yehuda. to Bein Rabba, Bein Rav Yosef, Tarvayu Spirulu, to Rav Yehuda, Tarte Boy. Right? According to the second Lashon, you can't say it goes according to Rabba, according to Rav Yehuda, because according to the second Lashon, both Rabba and Rav Yosef hold you need both. You need, what's it called, to say Shvisasi Bimkomi, and you also have to be Muchzik Baderech. Okay, let's go on. Rav Yehuda bar Ishtita. Rav Yehuda, the son of Ishtita, Rashi says, Ishtita Shem Adam, his name of a person. I see like Kalkola de Peri, Rav Nosson bar Oshia. Right, so he brought a basket of fruit to Rav Nosson bar Oshia. Ki havi ozo, shavke adenoch is darga. So he was on his way to bring it to Rav Oshia, and on the way, he, what's it called, was going down the ladder, and they told him, Bishoch, stay here. He was going to be Kona Shvisa, and to be able to bring this thing the next day. So they told him, stay here. The Macher called him Va'ozer. The next day, though, he went out, the next day was Shabbos, and he went, it was Somech on the fact that he intended to be Kona Shvisa the day before. Lechari, he never got onto the road. He was just going down the ladder. Okay, Rashi. He had the Ozil the base, he wanted to go home with and be Kona Shvisa somewhere in the middle so he could go a little bit less than 4,000 amas. Nochas Darga, Malam min HaKevesh, Shoye Yoreh min HaAliyah, the Havi LaHichzik Badera. So he was going down the ladder and he went one step down, and somebody came and told him, Bishocha Linpo, stay here. Next day, he relied on the Eruv that he intended to make. Kiman, Rav Yosef, I'll leave it to Rav Yosef Yehuda. Doesn't this go according to Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef Yehuda? And we usually pass him like Rabba, when it's Machlokas, Rabba, and Rav Yosef. Or it says, Lo, Kirabba, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. Goes like Rabba, according to Rav Yehuda. Kiman, Bo, Eden, Hitzik, Badera, Velinpo. Who holds you need both? That you have to be Machzik Baderech and somebody sent you back. Right? So that's according to the first Lashon. Ulalishma Achrin Ahochi Garcina. Command is Sogi Le Bahochi. Who holds that this is enough? Even though you didn't say, Afagav de Lo Amar Shvi Sosni Mokoploni. That as long as you are Machzik Baderech, somebody turned you back. If that's Lavdafka, that's not a factor. But you didn't have to say, Shvi Sosni Mokoploni. You never said anything. He just intended it. Who holds that's enough? So, Rav Yosef, I'll leave it to Rav Yosef Yehuda. Mar says, no, Kirab, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. V'ochi perusho. Kimad havei Kirav Yosef, I'll leave it to Rav Yosef Yehuda. The lo boy ele lahagzik. He holds you don't have to say anything. All you have to do is be mukzik baderech. Then you're an ani. And then we assume that you wanted to make the Erev. V'hai no be hichzik, v'lo omar. The Shani Lo, the Omar Askin. We're talking over here where you did say she saw Stephen Mokomploni. Rabba, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. The boy Tartins. Rabba, according to Rav Yehuda, that you need both. You need Hichzik Baderech, and you have to say she saw Stephen Mokomploni. For who I did not mean Rav Yosef, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. The truth is that it could be according to Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yehuda too. Because he also told you need both. El, I'll leave it to Rabba, Difalei Lokme, Mishum the Rabba, for Rav Yosef, Hilchasoka Rabba, Levar Mitlas, or the Indian Umechza. There's only three cases in Shas where the halachas like Rav Yosef over the Rabba. The three cases are Soda, Indian, and Mechza. There's Simonim for various cases, and the Machlokas and Rishonim, what exactly they are. And so therefore it's better to set it up like Rabba than to set it up like Rav Yosef. Okay. Rameir Omer, Kol Sheyochala Arif. Meir said, wherever he could have made an Erev, and he didn't end up making it, but he intended to, so he loses both Erev in, and he's a Chamer Gamel. Ayahor says, Ha Tanina Chadazimna. We have this already in the Mishnah. Sofek, if you had, we had the Mishnah before, where you had an Erev, and you're not sure if it remained till Shabbos came. It rolled out of the Tum, or it got burnt up, or a dog ate it, or whatever. So if it got eaten up before Shabbos, for sure, it's no Erev. If it got eaten up after Shabbos came in, it is an Erev. If it's a Safek, you're not sure, so the guy intended to make the Erev, it didn't work out, so Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Omrim, Hariz, a Chamer Gam, the Theri. So why do I need another case that where it's a Safek, you're a Chamer Gam? You have a Mishnah read that says that. Amar Rav Sheshes lo tema taima de Rav Meir sofik iriv sofik lo iriv hu da havi chamer gamel avavade lo iriv lo havi chamer gamel elafilu vade lo iriv harve chamer gamel to hocha vade lo iriv ko havi chamer gamel. Now the chiddush is over there. I would say that you intended to make an eriv, but we're not sure if your eriv was good or not. So therefore, since it's a sofik whether this eriv is good, then for sure you meant not to have the eriv where you started. So then you're chamer gamel, because you took away this eruv, right, by something that at least is a sofik eruv. But our case is where the eruv didn't take effect at all. You wanted it to take effect because you made a mistake, but it didn't take effect at all. It's for sure not an eruv. So there I might think, since lemaisa in the end it's for sure not an eruv, you revert back to your first chum. No, since you intended for that to be an eruv and you didn't know it wasn't not an eruv, the same halacha. Right, it's the same halacha. We're not sure. Did you intend totally to remove yourself from your first eruv, right? Or you didn't intend that only if the second eruv would be okay. But if the second eruv is not good, you didn't intend to pull yourself away from your original eruv unless your second eruv was good. So we're not sure. Because we're not sure, it's a chamer gamel. Rashi. Sofek, the perek, the chol ma'arvin, le'el daf lamet he'amad aleph, this galgal chutz l'tchom, nisra b'mol yom, eino eruv. It's the case we said. You put an Erev, and it got eaten up or destroyed before Shabbos came, it's not an Erev. After Shabbos came in, it is an Erev. Sofik mi ba'od yom, right? If we're not sure if it got eaten up or destroyed before Shabbos or after Shabbos came in, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, that it's Chamer Gamel. Ama kos veika Chamer Gamel. Since it's a Sofik, it's chamer gamel. Same thing over here. We're not sure if you intended to totally take yourself away from your original tchum because you intended to have another tchum, or no, since the second tchum didn't work out, lemaisa, you only intended to take yourself away from the first tchum if the second one would work out. We're not sure. So therefore, it's chamer gamel. So lechara, we should know that already from that mishnah. Umasnisa nami shvekahu ulalishna basra hochi kashile. Tanina chadazimna, the Reb Meir, the Hecha, the Eruv, the Mokum, she'enu Eruv, havi chamer gam. Right? That, according to the second Lashon over there, that what's it called, the Chiddush in Reb Meir is that if you made an Eruv in a place where you can't have an Eruv, then you're always chamer gam. Lo teima hasam hu desafik Eruv, the kana sham shvisa, the safik lo Eruv, the kana vadeso, hu da havi chamer gam, avo Hecha de vade lo Eruv, kigon choser. According to the first Lashon, the Chiddush is that I might think the only time it's Chamer Gamel if there's a Sofik whether the Erev was Chal or not. It could have been Chal, could be not Chal. But when the Erev was Vade not Chal, it's just that you thought it could be Chal, there maybe it's not Chamer Gamel. Well, even there it is. Lashon Acher, Shehayilo Lomar Shvisasi B'makom Ploni, Lo Havi Chamer Gamel, De'ein Kan Sofik, El Legamri Niskaven Abeso. Or according to second Lashon, where you had to say Shvisasi B'makom Ploni, you didn't say it, so maybe that's for sure no indication that you wanted to take away your first. If you would have wanted to take the first one, you would have said something. In fact, you didn't say. Not only is it not an Erev, but you didn't take yourself away from your first Shvisa. Kamash Malah, no, it's still a Sofik. Because he's Megala his Das, he's Megala Das, that what's it called, that he wants to leave, and he wants to go to his other house. So that's enough to give us a Sofik, whether he wanted to be Mesalik himself completely from his first Shvisa, even though, in the end, the second one didn't work out. Ulalishna Basra, the Parshina, the Reb Meir Osher, Mashvile, according to the second Lashon, that Reb Meir holds he's an Osher, since he went back home. He's Mevatel his traveling. So he's considered like an Osher, and now it won't help anymore to say Shvisasi B'makom Ploni. He has to put a pas there, or go there himself. Vafilo Hachi Havi Chamer Gamel, right? And still he's a Chamer Gamel. Lachor, he went home. According to Reb Meir, he's back home. So let give him his chum from his house. He's an Osher, according to Reb Meir. Velokiv Neiro, he doesn't become back like the people of the city. Shmami no dafilu b'makom she'ein safik. Kigon nisgalgo chutz l'tchum bodyom. Comes out from, according to this, according to Reb Meir, even a place where there's no safik. We know for sure that the Erev rolled out of the tchum before Shabbos came in. So it wasn't in a place where you could be called a shvisa. Devadi lav erevu. Afilu hochi l'Rav Meir chamer gamel. Still is a chamer gamel. Why? The silik atzum v'kavonoso me'alpaim shel tzad sheni l'beiso. Because by putting the erev there, he took himself away from the erev of his house. So he loses the 2,000 amas to the other direction of his house. He's not kona the new 2,000 amas either. So therefore, the most he can go is one direction towards that erev, right? The only 2,000 amas towards the erev, because that he wasn't misalik himself from, but he's misalik himself from the other side. So therefore, even where it's vade not an erev, he still doesn't revert back to his original erev. Limits his Eruv to only the direction that he wanted to go to and where he wanted to make that new Eruv, which didn't help. This Mishnah says Stam, that only if it happened during the day, right? It's not an Eruv. The Mashmah Harukh Meiru, it's not an Eruv at all. And he goes, reverts back to his original Shlisa in his house, and he does have the 2,000 Amos to the other direction. That's Rabbi Yehudi. V'hadlo Ariv Lahu. Tiktani Bahadi Sefer, Tiktani Harizeh Hamer Gamo. Why doesn't it put this case with a case that, what's it called, the Rav Meir argues on Rav Yehuda? And he says that even if for sure the Erev was bottled during the day, he still holds it's a Hamer Gamo. And Rav Yehuda holds he goes back to his original Erev, right? Why didn't it say this in the Sefer, that Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir argue whether it's Hamer Gamo or not, in the case where the Erev is for sure not good? Mishum the Rav Yehuda b'seifa modul Rav Meir, because in the seifa where it's a suffix, whether it happened be ba'od yom or not, so we're not sure which eruv, which shvisa, the eruv or his original shvisa was the one that took effect. There, Rav Yehuda is modul to Rav Meir that it's a suffix and it's chamer gamel. Avo bereisha k'vneiru shavi lahu bereisha Rav Yehuda. But the reisha nechnami Rav Yehuda holds where it's not a suffix, he reverts back to his original eruv, and Rav Meir holds that he's a chamer gamel, because we still have the same doubt. Maybe, since he made this Eruv to begin with the intention of it being good, even though in the end it didn't work out, he already took himself away from his Shisa in his house, and therefore he loses the 2,000 amas to the other side. Mishnah. If a person walked out of the tchum, by accident, or on purpose, right, not l'shei mitzvah, because l'shem mitzvah, we learned before, everybody agrees that you can go back. If he went chutz l'tchum, afilu ama achas, even if he walked one ama outside the tchum, lo yikonis, can't go back. Rabbi Lezer omer, shtayim yikonis, shalosh lo yikonis. If he walked two amas out, he could still go back. But three amas not. And the reason we explained by Rabbi Lezer, why, because Rabbi Lezer holds you have four amas, and the four amas you're in the middle. So you have two amas to this side and two amas to that side. So when you walked out up till two amas, so the tchum and your tchum are still overlapping. So overlapping tchumim help. The Rabbanan hold that overlapping tchumim don't help, except l'dvar mitzvah. L'dvar mitzvah they also hold that an overlapping tchum helps, and therefore up until you walk out 3.5 amas, you still can go back according to the Rabbanan, because they hold the four amas are to any side. You pick one side and you have four amas. So if you pick the side back, your tchum of four amas and the original tchum you had are overlapping, for a mitzvah you can go back. Rashi. Mishi yotza chutz l'tchum b'meizin u'midah shalol l'shem mitzvah. Right? He went out shalol l'shem mitzvah, b'meizin u'midah, and then what's it called? You can't go back. Shtayim ikonis, and Rabbi Lezer holds it, he only went out two amas, mishum avlos tchumin, overlapping tchumin. Kiram rinim at pirikin, Le'el, Rabbi Lezer l'tanei, Domar b'hu b'emson. Rabbi Lezer holds that you only have two amas because you have two amas to each side. That's your arba amas. You're in the middle of them. Not like the Rabbanan that the four amas are to one side that you can pick out. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Raglo achas v'solchatum, v'raglo achas chutzlatum, lo yikonis. Rabbi Chanina said, what if you have one foot in the tum and one foot outside the tum, so you can't go back? Why deceiv in toshim mishavas raglecha raglecha ksiv? The ksiv is raglecha, one foot, even though it's red raglecha, your feet. Right, v'tanya raglo achas besochatchum v'raglo achas chutzotchum yikonis. There's a brayso that says the opposite, that if you have one foot in the tchum and one foot out, you're allowed to go back. It says, Homani Acherimi. Now that goes like Acherim. It's a machlokas between Acherim and what's it called? Rabbi Chanina didn't say like Acherim. The Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Lamakum Sharuba Hu Nizkar. Wherever most of his body is, that's where he, what's it called, that's where you consider him. And therefore, since only 1 foot is out, basically that 1 foot is most of his body is still inside. He only put 1 foot. It's like, you know, putting 1 foot into the water. Right? It's only a little foot, but everything else is outside. Ikad Amre, some learn this differently. Omra Bichanina, Raglo Achas Besochat Chum. Raglo Achas Chutzat Chum, you call this. The Rabbi Chanina said just the opposite. That if 1 foot's in and 1 foot's out, then you could go back in. Dechsiv, in Toshim Mishabas Raglecha, Raglecha Karina. Right? Even though it's written Raglecha, 1 foot, but it says Raglecha, that's the way you read it, meaning that you have to be 2 feet out of the Erev, not to be able to go back in. I vatan yelo yikonesh. The Brisa says you can't go in. No, in this case, Rabbi Chanina is the one who said, like Acherim. There's Acherim, and Rabbi Chanina holds like the Acherim, that holds that 1 foot out, you still could go back in, for that same reason. Because you go, Basar, where the majority of him is, and if only 1 foot is out, the majority of him is still inside. Rashi. Most of them is still in the Torah, because he only extended 1 foot out. We consider him that he's where most of them is. Who the Amar Rabbi Chanina held like Acherim. Okay, Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer Shtayim Yikanes Shalosh Lo Yikanes. I bought Tanya Rabbi Lezer Omer Achas Yikanes Shtayim Lo Yikanes. B'chora, we have another Brice that says Rabbi Lezer says only if you went one Amma out, two you can't go back. One you could, two not. Here it says two you could go back, three you can't go back. Lo Kasha. Hada Okar Chada, the Komatarte, right? The case that says that two you can go back, but three not, is where you are holding by, you've gone that beyond the one, and you're holding by two. Hada Okar Tarte, the Komatlas. The other one is talking where you picked your foot up already from the second one, and you're ready to put it down the third one. So you haven't yet put it down the third one, but you're out of the second. So then, what's it called? One is called one, but it's really two, because you're already on to the second one. And the other one is called two, right, because you already finished the second one. I, Rabbi Lezer said, B'feirish, afilu ama achas lo yikonesh. Here you can't fetch around, that it's between one and two, between two and three. So B'feirish, even one ama, you can't go back. Kitanya hila modate. That's talking about a person who doesn't know where the tchum is 100%, and he's counting the tchum. Tisnan ulamode shomru noson lo apayim amatim usof midosuk kol bimara. There, wherever you finish counting the 2,000 steps, which is 2,000 amas, you're finished. Over here, if you went, and we don't give you arba amas, because the tchum, there was no such thing as a tchum before Shabbos. You know where your tchum was. But over here, we give you the arba amos, so if you're not more than two amas out, you can go back. Rashi. Masnish and the Okar Chada, Shiyotza min ha'achas va'omed b'shniya. You've left one, and you're holding by two. That's what it means. One, you can go back. Where you've gone already more than one, but you haven't gone more than two. That's called one. That's really two. It's the same thing, just a different way of saying two you can go back, but three not. Here we're saying one you can go back. In other words, if you've gone beyond one, you can still go back. But if you've gone beyond two, you can't. When it says two you can't, means if you've gone past the two. The guy got dark, and the guy said, I want my shvisa right here. And he didn't know that you could make it somewhere else or whatever, or he didn't recognize a place. Umodin al time psios de no neil. So what does he do? How does he know where his tum ends? He didn't obviously measure it before Shabbos. He's stuck in the middle of the road somewhere. How does he know how far he can walk? So it says that he walks 2,000 average steps, and that's considered each step is an amma. And when he finishes that, he's finished with his eruv finished. Ula yikonish l'tchumayir. Maybe he'll be able to get into the city if he sees us that. V'kolu alpayim shalo amma achas chutz l'tchum. And that's it. He's finished. He doesn't get within the tchum of the city by walking those 2,000 ammas. Even if it's only one amma short of the tchum of the city, lo yikonish, can't go into the city. Shafilu ha'alpayim molichaso so l'tocho eno mutter lotzis mi'alpayim. Because the city won't help over here. Because even if his alpayim end in the city, he's stuck there. He can't walk the whole city as Arba Amos, because he's not given an extra Arba Amos. In this situation, he's given only alpayim am. Kidisnan, ulamode cha'amru, nosin lo alpayim. Afilu sof midosim kala b'mara, lo yahalach. Even if he ended up in the mouth of the cave, he can't walk the whole cave. Normally a cave is considered Arba Amos, but he doesn't have Arba Amos. He has just till the end of his 2,000 amas and finished. Because the original Arba Amos was his Arba Amos. In the place where he was called the Shvisa, we gave him Arba Amos. And beyond that, another 2,000. But we don't give him another Arba Amos at the end. But with the guy was, what's it called, he had his tchum, and he went out of the tchum, so there we say, if he hasn't gone out of the tchum, 4 amas, he can go back. But in this case, you can't, even if you're 1 amma away from whatever, you're finished, that's it. It's not a question of going back. Here it's a question, when it's a question of going out of the tchum, so then you have 2 amas, according to Rav Elezer, or 4 amas, up to 4 amas, according to the Chachamim, if it was L'Tvar Mitzvah, to go back. But if you're not talking about going back, you're talking about going forward, because you're within the new tchum, that doesn't apply. Okay. Mishnah. A person, what's it called, was machshich, chutz l'tchum, afilo ama achas lo yikonis. If his tchum ended, right, and he's now stuck on the road, even 1 amma past the 2,000 ammas, he can't, then the city is now 1 amma past his 2,000 ammas, he can't go in. Rav Shimon Omer afilu chamesha sri ammas yikonis. Even if he's 15 ammas away from the city, okay, he still can go in. She'ein ha-meshuchos m'matzah n'samidos m'ne'atoin. Because when they measure the tchum, they don't measure it exactly. They always don't make the tchum in the exact place. And we'll see, there's machlokas whether 15 amas is dafka or lav dafka, Rashi brings down two b'shambas. It means you have some leeway. It's not ever exact. So even up to 15 amas, you can assume that you're still in the tchum. And if you end within 15 amas of the city, you still can go into the city. Tanim et ne'toi hamida. Because people make mistakes, so therefore they fudge a little bit on the length of the tchum, and they make it a little bit smaller, so nobody's going to end up going out of it. And this way, if you did go out of it, but you can assume that you're still within the tchum. Tirashi. Misha hechshech shuboba derech the chashka lo chutz l'tchum. He's what's it called? He's traveling, and he ends up when Shabbos comes in more than 2,000 amas away from the city. Afilu chamesh esrei amas. So even if he's only 1 amma out of the city, can't go in. That's it. He's finished. And what's it called? Rav Shimon says, even if he's 15 amas out of the city, he's still going. Why? Lav dafka tesvav amma. Lav dafka 15. Hameshuchos, modede atchumim la'ayoros, ba'osin simil l'toch atchum. So they used to measure from the city 2,000 amas and put up a marker. This is the end of the tchum. Go to Shalavim, they have a marker like that on the road. This is the end of tchum Shabbos. So Ema Mitzvah Amidos, when they measure that 2,000 amas, they never make it exact. They always put it closer to the city than it has to be. So if you're within 15 amas of that marker, you're probably within the tchum of the city. The Hatsi Vasimin Besof Alpayim, they don't put the marker at the end of the 2,000 amas, They put it closer to the city than 2,000, so really the Eruv doesn't end until a few amas later. People make a mistake and they don't recognize the marker and they walk farther than it, right? So they make it earlier, in more, so by the time they realize they pass the marker, they're still within the tchum and can go back home. Another Lashon Rashi says, I didn't hear from my Rebbeim. The Davka Tesvav Nakats. Mavish, exactly 15 amas, the amount of the mistake. In other words, the amount of why they make it closer to the city than the actual 2,000 amas. What's up, Shad? Because the Toei Hamida Hein HaMeshucho Sakovin Atum. And the Meshucho, the Toei Hamida, are the people who measure the Tum. Not the people who go out of the Tum. And they make a mistake, so they make it on Tabedafka, quite a few amos in, so by the time they realize they went past the marker, they're still in the Tum. That's the first pshat. Second pshat is because when they measure it, there's always a place for error. How so? The Amrin Lekamam Keset Ma'abrin Ein Modedin Ela Bechemos Shachamishim Am. You only measure with a rope of 50 amas. So you need Arboim Chavolim Yesh V'Alpayim. So in order to measure 2,000 amas, you need 50 length ropes. 50 amas ropes. Bechol Chevel V'Chevel Mismayit Shnei Achizos Shezet Tofes Mikam Shezet Tofes Mikam. And when they measure, they have to hold the rope. So the rope is less, really it's not 50 amas anymore. It's 50 amas less the fist of each person on the side. So every rope is 50 amas less two fists. V'hachiza, how much of the rope is in the fist of the person? Tefach v'chatzi etzba. A fist is one tefach and a half an etzba. Okay? One full tefach, right, and a half an etzba. Because when you close your hand, you don't get the full etzba over here, and you get a tefach. Tefach plus a half an etzba. Hare pei tefachim umem etzba. So it comes out, for 40 chavolim, you're going to end up with 80 tefachim, because you have two plus an extra two etzbas. Right? And 40 etzbos. Because 40 times a half, 80 times a half, you're getting two of them. Right? Is 40 times one etzba, plus another two tvach times 40 is 80 tvach. So you have 80 tvachim and 40 etzbos. So how many is 40 etzbos? How old are you tvachim? A tefach is 4 etzbos. So you have, in 40 etzbos, 10 tvachim. So 10 tvachim plus the 80 tvachim is 90 tvachim total. Hari tishim tvachim, which is exactly 15 amos, which is 15 amos. So it works out exactly. That's the amount of mistake. That's a mistake. But when they measure the tchumim, inevitably, when they consider it 2,000 amos, is really 15 amos less. So therefore, you have another 15 amos to make up the 2,000 amos. Okay, hadron lech mishot ziyu, hadron lech mishot ziyu, hadron lech mishot ziyu.